Hey out there, everybody, and welcome to Caffeination 022. Yes, this is Caffeination 22. We have a jam-packed show for you tonight. We have some very eclectic pod-safe music, a couple really good tech tips. We have what has been in my existence the worst coffee day ever. I shudder to think of the ritual that I partook in at towards the end of my workday today. And, of course, I will share my utter humiliation and abject horror with you towards the end of this podcast. So if you're curious, please stick around. Well, you can find this podcast at www.caffeination.com. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. So I'd like to start everything off with a PodSafe Music tune from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. We have a very eclectic selection here tonight. This selection has a little bit of Stevie Nicks, a little bit of Fleetwood Mac kind of feel to it, but a little bit more country. I really don't know how to exactly classify this band, but Clear Blue 22 and their song The Devil in Me kind of stuck in my head when I was listening to this stuff a little bit earlier on today. So again, from the PodSafe Music Network, this is Clear Blue 22 and The Devil in Me.
You caught my attention when you called me an angel. Said I was heaven sent to save your heart. Well, I may be tempted, I may like what I hear. You woke up the devil, now she's whispering in my ear. Who do you think you're talking to? I ain't hiding behind a pair of wings. I'm a good mix of sugar.
That was the band Clear Blue 22 and their song The Devil in Me from the PodSafe Music Network. If you like that song, rest assured there is something so completely and utterly different from it at the end of this podcast that you'll want to make sure you're listening to the same show. Well, on to our tech tidbit section here. I'm having a hard time talking, I'm sorry people. This is going to seem a little bit choppy. It's been the past couple shows, I don't know, I just can't stop tripping over myself. I have so much stuff to get out there. So alright, we're just going to try and keep it nice and simple here tonight. First of all, we would love to hear from you, so if you would like to drop us an email at caffeination@gmail.com, or you can leave us a listener feedback at 206-202-CAFE, that's C-A-F-E. We'll put your comments, news stories, whatever you feel like sending us on the show. Well, first up, we have a story submitted by one of our listeners, Bob Tremp. He submitted a story about a rather interesting development with some of the new Intel Macs. Actually, it seems to be all of the Intel Macs. If you remember, a couple years ago, probably around 2002, I think it was, Intel started proclaiming this new technology called the TMP, I believe it was. TPM. Basically what this is it's a hardware level security system for your computers, which won't let them run unsigned code, which is wonderful if you want to protect against viruses. Horrible if you want to upgrade that security because somebody screwed up the programming of it. There is no way to upgrade it. These kind of chips are welded and soldered onto your motherboard. So if there's a mistake, you need a new motherboard. Plain and simple. That's it. There is no changing these things out. I have a link up in the show notes with a whole huge story on this. But this is something you really need to watch out for. If you are looking at a Intel Mac currently, you really want to take a good look at this. This is actually written by a fan of Mac, so it's not like something that I'm throwing out there and saying, oh yeah, you know, Macs are bad or anything. No, I'm kind of platform neutral, I guess you could say. I don't like attitude from either side. I just kind of want everything to work. So I figure the best mix is somewhere between half and half between the two. That's why I have a Mac laptop and a PC desktop right now. Back to the story anyway. What this is this is a chip which will not let anything on the computer run unless it has permission to do so, which is good in theory. But this also means that it can completely ignore your commands. For instance, if you're trying to program or if you want to play a song, which the RIAA has not allowed you to. For instance, if you don't have a song bought from iTunes, you might not be able to play it. That's breaking it down a little bit, and that's probably sound very, very paranoid. But these are the kind of lengths this stuff can go to. So there's a couple different scenarios presented in the article there, but one of them being, you know, the scenario of Dave Bowman and Hal in 2001. I'm a sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that. Basically, your computer could refuse to do something you tell it to just because it wasn't allowed on the chip. So, I mean, not only are there all those problems, but the federal government here in the United States might also force these kind of chip makers to put backdoors in. Not only backdoors that we wouldn't even know about and wouldn't have any supposed right to, but I mean, I don't know about the rest of you, but if I buy a computer and I have it off the network and I don't want anybody seeing it, I shouldn't have to. But they could theoretically make it so that if your computer isn't on the network, you can't run anything. So, I mean, I don't know. You can take that or you leave it. I'd like people to go there and read the article. Again, it was sent to me by one of our listeners, so I'd just like to put that out there and hope that other people can find some information. Hey, if you think I'm full of crap, just come in and tell me. You know, I don't care. But, yeah, you know, I just wanted to definitely put that out there, kind of make people aware of what's going on around them. The second news story we have today, since we've been getting a little bit serious here at the Caffeination, and that's not necessarily what I'm all about, is a rather interesting story sent to us by one of our listeners, Fabrice. Yeah, this is a theoretical product. Think of it like a concept car. Like, you ever go on the websites and you see something from Detroit and you're like, wow, that looks pretty cool. And it turns out they never make it. You know, like 4 years down the line, you're starting to look for this thing in car showrooms and there's nothing like it. It just happened to be really cool and nifty and they put it up on there so everybody could ooh and ah over it. So this product isn't going to actually be made, supposedly. But this is called a flash bag. What it is, it's a normal looking bright orange USB key that plugs into your computer. When it's empty, it's flat. It looks like a USB key. However, the more data you supposedly put into it, a tiny little air pump goes and runs off the voltage from your laptop, computer, whatever, and slowly begins to fill the sack with air. So that, yeah, I mean, you have to click on the link in the show notes to get the full effect of this, but by the time it's full, it looks more like a giant Easter egg plugged into the side of your computer. I think it's all computer generated. It doesn't really matter if it is, but it's kind of funny. I think I would actually buy one of them because I think it would be neat to give to people who really don't know anything about computers. If the thing's flat, it's empty. It's pretty easy to see. You know, either that or put like some kind of gas gauge on the side. But so, alright, next on, we're going to move on to an article, and I'm only going to touch on this briefly because I'm pretty sure that a lot of other people are. But there's an article on TechDirt and on Dig where there's two theaters in Japan which are going to be producing basically smell-o-vision. So that you're going to, as you're at the movies, there's going to be certain scents that waft through the atmosphere in time to the movie. Now, this is all great if you're going, you know, and if you want to see, like, Sound of Music and you want to smell the daisies as she's running through them. If you're looking at Wizard of Oz and you want to smell the poppies or something like that, it's great for good smells. But could you imagine 10 years down the road if they remake The Longest Yard? Do you really want to smell what a prison locker room smells like? I don't think so. Again, it's Japan, and they got a lot of crazy stuff over there, so you can take that or you can leave it. But yeah, if you want Smell-O-Vision, there's two theaters in Japan. As soon as I find the link, I'll put it up in the show notes, but I haven't found it again. I was reading it earlier today and thought everybody would get a good chuckle out of it. And the last thing here is my birthday's coming up next week, and my wife gave me an absolutely fabulous present. She collected a large sum of money and purchased an Xbox 360 for me. Now, I'm a pretty avid gamer. I've had an Xbox for over a year now, and most before that, it was almost all PC. I had a PlayStation for a little while, but I'm usually towards the, I trend towards the end of a console's lifetime, hence the getting the Xbox last year. But this is the first time ever that I've ever had a console within the first year of its existence, let alone first half of its existence. For instance, we got the my family got the Nintendo when the Sega was coming out, so you can kind of guess my enthusiasm with this. But this is a spiffy little device. My favorite thing about it so far is the fact that with my computer in the other room, if I have it on, I can access almost my entire music library, which is quite extensive. You know, I have a lot of CDs that I ripped and dropped on there, so I could carry them around. Don't have to have crate loads after crate loads of CDs laying around, but it's really interesting, and it happened at a little party we had here at the apartment the other day. I had both of my brother-in-laws over, and my wife and I and them and one of their girlfriends was all sitting on the couch. We were passing the wireless controllers around and playing pool while we listened to music from the other room. So it was just such an engaging experiment. That and afterwards, one of my brother-in-laws and I sat there and played some Splinter Cell, original Xbox game, which happened to work. About a third of my games work right now. I'm a little upset about that. But I still have the original Xbox, so I'm going to fire that up. The only thing is, you can't go online with Xbox Live after you've transferred your membership over to the Xbox 360, so I can't go online and play games that didn't transfer over yet. Yeah, so we'll see how long it takes them to get the rest of them up and running, but I just wanted to put that out there and tell everybody so far I'm incredibly happy with it. If you want me to take any look a look at any specific part of it or do anything, just send us an email, drop us a note. I don't have a Media Center Edition PC, so I can't try the TiVo functionality out. However, I might look into buying a license of that software because it was incredibly interesting. All right, on to the new tech holiday. Again, everybody, April 15th, this Saturday, or I will even give you an extension, much like the federal government did, until April 17th. But just remember, on April 16th, on April 15th, pay your taxes, pay your dues, adopt a noob. I just like everybody to remember that at one point in time you didn't know very much about technology. That point in time might be right now. But what I want you to do is, since everybody's going to be going home for Easter and everybody's going to be gearing up for the deluge of tech calls that will commence after that, I'd like you to take 5 minutes, just write a little instruction sheet out. Take one member of your family, one computer, it doesn't even have to be one member of your family. If you find one family particularly is in need out of your group of families associated with you, then just adopt that family for the year. Tell them, look, all you have to do is tell me when something starts to go wrong. Don't just click the error message, try and write them down. Just real simple, keep it simple. If they don't understand something, try and be as understanding as you can. But just remember, for every person that you teach how to do something, and if you give them a little instruction sheet that they can tape to their monitor, it might help you out a little bit. For every person you teach, that's one less person that's going to call you with the goofy questions later on down the road. So just remember, April 15th is Adopt a Noob Day. And if you need an extension, I'll give you till April 17th. Now we have two quick little pieces of information from the Tech Podcasting Network, but Andy McCaskey over at Slashdot Review was talking about the U3 and Tech Podcast Network contest, and I think he did a much better job than I ever did trying to explain it, so I'm going to let him do the talking for us.
Here's more information on how you could win $500, $250, or $100 in the Tech Podcast U3 Developers Contest. U3, as you know, enables USB drives, like the Geek Squad series from Best Buy, to contain applications, data, configurations, and passwords. The prizes will be awarded to TPN listeners who download the developer's kit from U3 and port an application to the U3 environment. They'll be selected by a panel of judges from Tech Podcast Network and U3. Simply go to u3.com and register, then download the U3 deployment kit. That includes the SDK and other developer information. You'll receive a confirmation email from U3 and a username and developer company ID. Just cut and paste that into an email along with your contact information and email it to contest@techpodcast.com. That's it. You're officially entered in the contest and officially equipped with the tools that you need to port an application to the U3 environment. You can submit up to 3 entries, one per category, by email at any time prior to May 15th, 2006. Full details on the contest are available at techpodcast.com.
Well, thanks, Andy, for clearing that one up for us. I'm sure we're all still shuddering from my attempt to explain the contest on the last show here. So that just about wraps it up for that one. And now we have one more announcement from the Tech Podcast Network. We're trying to help out a fellow member here at the network. Tim Verporten from, I hope I pronounced that name right, Tim, we're from over at the Mac Review Cast, is coming up on his 1-year anniversary. And to celebrate it, everybody likes free stuff, right? Well, Tim's going to have a bunch of prizes he gives out. I think it's going to be 2 episodes from now, so 2 weeks from now over at the Mac Review Cast. And Tim wanted me to play a little promo so that people know exactly what's been going on over there. So here's Tim.
Hello, I'm Tim from the Mac Review Cast. I'm here to let you know that the Mac Review Cast will be celebrating its 1-year anniversary on April 30th. Now, we have a special giveaway planned on the podcast with lots of prizes that'll make any tech fan happy. So please join us by visiting our website, www.macreviewcast.com, and listening to the podcast. We review hardware, software, and websites that make using the Mac special. Now, this weekend's podcast will tell you how to enter your name into the drawing and exactly what you can win. So make sure you listen and enter before the end of April to have a chance at all the great prizes. Now, the Mac Review Cast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, just like the one you're listening to now. Thank you, and I hope you're a winner in our 1-year anniversary giveaway.
Well, Tim, thanks for telling everybody about that, and I hope everybody, for all of your Mac news, tips, and info, go heads on over to the Mac Review Cast at macreviewcast.com and help Tim celebrate his 1-year anniversary. So, happy birthday, Tim, to your podcast. Now we're going to move on to a couple things we have brewing here. Yeah, I really don't know how to say this, so this is just going to have to come right out there, and I'm just going to have to say it. Today was the worst day I have ever had in relation to coffee. I mean, ever. This is the utter low. This is the complete, like, new moon of coffee. I don't know exactly what to say here. Now, alright, I only had one cup of coffee this morning, and I didn't even have one, like, while I was sitting at home, which is usual for me. And, because of this horrible scenario, I would just want everybody to know that this is the only caffeine-related topic you're going to hear today, other than the last song. Well, so I only had the one cup of coffee about halfway through my morning, and I was feeling a little bit peaked, I guess you could say. Towards the end of the day, I was dragging a little bit, and the wife and I were going house hunting tonight. We're trying to find a new office space here for the caffeination and for the Wii Tech on the way. So I needed a little bit of a pick-me-up. Wife called me, said she was coming over. We both happen to work at the same university, and she parks closer to her building, so she picks me up after work. So she was coming over. I was like, all right, I have time for a little cup of slightly lukewarm instant coffee. I'm sure all of you are salivating at that idea right now. You're saying, oh, man, I wish I could have lukewarm instant coffee right now. Well, you could. Just turn on both taps. Yeah, that turn on both taps to the faucet, pour the water out, and you too could have it. It's fabulous. No, it isn't. It's really pretty bad. But the water had been sitting around the jug. I decided to pour it in there. and a mini fridge in my office, take a bag of sugar out, and I pour the sugar in there, and I'm not usually one for sugar. I usually throw the Splenda in there and rock that. But I was like, nah, I'm going to need a little bit of energy, a little bit of a kickstart, because I'm really dragging. So I let it sit there for about a minute and a half, because I had to finish up some of my time collection from earlier today, and I'm collecting everything, and I have a nice big mug in front of me. I take a nice big gulp, and it goes right down, and then the back end of it kind of sticks in my mouth. That wasn't sugar. That was salt. And let me tell you, the mix of lukewarm coffee, instant coffee no less, and about 3 tablespoons of salt in the same glass still brings the bile to the back of my throat. So I poured it out and stood there in abject horror. I could not believe the taste that was currently in my mouth. I tried drinking water. I tried drinking a soda, which I usually don't do. I just cannot get the taste, or perhaps it's just the memory of the horrible taste. Tomorrow I'm going to throw that bag of salt out, and I'm going to buy the biggest bag of sugar that I can find and stick it right in that fridge. But I don't know if I can. Maybe April Fool's just came a little bit late for me. I mean, come on, what? It's only 12 days later? I can fool myself, can't I? Yeah, that's it. I must have put the salt in the fridge saying, this will be absolutely great when I go for a little bit of sugar for my coffee. That's right. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. If you want a little bit of this kind of thing, have one of your buddies, one of your friends, close their eyes, put an apple in front of them, all right? Take this apple, cut a slice out of it, put it right under their nose and say, do you smell the apple? Do you smell how good it is, how sweet it is? Then you take a pear from behind your back, cut a slice of that, and put it in their mouth. They're just going to be confused. They won't know exactly what it is, because it's not an apple, but it's... And they're smelling apple, they're feeling apple, they're even almost tasting apple. But no. And then, like, pretend the pear was rotten. That's exactly what we had happen here at the Caffeination today. So, in honor of that, I found a band here called Caffeine Kill and their song 22. Did you catch the drift for today? We had Clear Blue 22, and this song's called 22, and this is episode 22. But again, this is Caffeine Kill from the PodSafe Music Network and their song 22. So enjoy. Yeah, that was the band Caffeine Kill and their song 22. So, yeah, I really don't know how to classify that band either. They're kind of like angry punk Brit techno, maybe? I'm not sure. Anyway, had a really good beat to it. Loved it. Keep up the good work, guys. You got a couple more songs up there I'm going to listen to tomorrow. So, yeah, that just about wraps it up here for Caffeination 022. So you can join us next time, which will be on probably Saturday night this time, because Sunday being Easter. So hope the Easter Bunny's good to everybody. And you can find this podcast at www.caffeination.com. You can drop us some listener feedback at caffeination@gmail.com. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Nice long show for you tonight. Told you it was packed full of content. Thanks for listening, and stay caffeinated, people.